counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hey, this is Paul Watton from the Ketamines.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Dune.
Hi, this is Basha Bulat.
This is Dubmatic. Hi, this is Joel Plaskett, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Abby Smith.
Welcome to another episode of the Earshot 20, bringing you the top 20 albums from across the nation from earshot-online.com. My name is Brian Cleveland with you every single week, but Anthony is away this week. And so we have a special guest host, and it is Abby Smith.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm happy to be here. I think I'm doing a way better job than Anthony already.
I don't know why Anthony continues to go away when he knows how off the rail the show gets when he goes away. He is the brains of this operation when it comes to technical skills, but he has prepared me. He even made a new intro for the show this time, which has our names. Last time, I just used an old intro and it said that it was Anthony and Mike, and I just played the part of Anthony. Mike played the part of himself. It was very confusing for everyone. So we are jumping into a pretty jam-packed show this week. We'd bring you the top 20 albums every single week, which come from Earshot, and Abby is going to let you know what Earshot is.
Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report published every week at earshot-online.com, where you can find the entire national top 50 as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. You can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more.
All right, so check that out. You are listening to Earshot 20 again, coming at you live from local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, but also rebroadcast across this nation thanks to the National Campus Community Radio Association's program exchange on over 25 community radio stations across Canada. We have a pretty jam-packed show this week. We are going to hear from a couple of bands playing in Sackville for Sappy Fest. We're continuing our Sappy Fest coverage this week with an interview with Nancy Pants conducted by Mike Roy, who is working for Sappy Fest this summer and is also involved with CHMA with Boardwalk Radio. Anthony also had an opportunity to catch up with the band Heat before going away this week, so we'll also have that. And of course, as we do every single week, we'll touch base with Stephen Karlick from Exclaim, and he'll let us in the know on some music news this week, including the Polaris shortlist, which was just recently announced. So without further ado, we're going to jump right into some music, and Abby's going to let you know what's coming in at number 20, 19, and 18.
At number 20, we have Hot Chip. Last week, they were number 21, their album Why Makes Sense. And we are playing the track Cry For You. At number 19 is Fist City. Last week, they're at 31 with the album Everything Is a Mess. And at 18, Tribe Called Red with their album Suplex. Last week, they're at number 13.
All right, we have all that more, so don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Cry For You by Hot Chip.
Looking for love.
Yeah. Earshot 20. Number 18.
Just listening to A Tribe Called Red with Suplex at number 18, last week at number 13. Before that was Fist City, Everything is a Mess, charting at number 19, previously at 31. And the first song we played was Hot Chip from their album Why Make Sense, charting at 20, previously 21.
And we're going to take a quick break from counting down the top 20 albums charting across Canada this week to be joined on the line once again this week with our friend from Exclaim, and Mr. Stephen Karlick joins us on the line. How are you doing today, Stephen?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing quite well. Always nice to catch up and get the scoop on some of the latest news. And there are some big headlines this week, so we'll just jump right into it. People have been waiting for about a month now to see the list get narrowed down, and you have the Polaris Music Prize shortlist to share with us today.
Yes, I do. Always controversial, but the Polaris Music Prize did continue its annual tradition of crowning the top Canadian album. They will do so in a ceremony this September. On Thursday, that is July 16th, the list of competitors was, of course, narrowed down to 10 finalists to comprise the Polaris Music Prize shortlist. At a ceremony at Toronto's Carlew, the Polaris Music Prize shortlist was announced, and it comprises the following albums: Always, Always, Bad, Bad, Not Good, and Ghostface Killah's Sour Soul, Braids, Deep in the Iris, Caribou's Our Love, Jennifer Castle's Pink City, Drake's If You're Reading This, It's Too Late, Tobias Gesso Jr.'s Goon, The New Pornographers' Brill Bruisers, Buffy St. Marie's Power in the Blood, and Viet Cong's Viet Cong. The winner will, of course, be presented with a grand prize of $50,000 at a gala at the Carlu on September 21st. The nine runner-ups will each be awarded $3,000. And Fred Penner is set to host the gala, which is very exciting. I was able to shake his hand this morning and sing him most of the sandwich song.
That's pretty cool. You can play bipartisan on this one if you want, but I know that, of course, you are on the Polaris Prize list of people that get to sort of make this list become what it is in the initial output. So is any of your favorites made it onto the top 10? And in addition to that, and again, you can choose to answer or not answer this, do you have a favorite to win or a prediction to win?
I never make a Polaris prediction because that's a losing game.
It's a dangerous territory.
It really depends on which 11 jurors end up being picked as grand jurors this year, who will, of course, go in the room during the Polaris Music Prize Gala and argue over which one deserves to win. I may or may not have a say on that, depending if I'm on the grand jury this year, but I did vote for Drake's album on this top 10, as well as Caribou's. But I do love all of them, to be honest. It's a good shortlist. It's a really good shortlist, and I think more than ever, it really showcases the diversity of the Canadian music scene, although, of course, there are always people who disagree. Somebody published a Polaris 2015 Hot Takes Bingo that, of course, includes The System is Broken, Drake Opinion, Something Something Factor, Who Picks This Crap, If I Was on the Jury, and a few others. So it is as predictable as you think the Polaris Prize is. Your response might be just as predictable.
Absolutely. All right. Well, it's a pretty fun prize, and as you mentioned, a great list. All albums that we've played on this program, of course, as well. So some community radio darlings in the mix, and we'll all find out the winner in just over 2 months' time. We're going to switch from talking about some amazing Canadian records to talk about a beloved Canadian band who, after about 5 years of silence, have finally broken that silence, but you might not be happy to hear what they have to say.
Yeah, I led with the happy news, and this is the sad one. Beloved Winnipeg band The Weaker Thans, they haven't released an album since 2007's reunion tour. They followed it up with their live album in 2010 and a collaborative Jim Bryson LP that same year. It now looks as though those might be the last releases we get from the band, at least under that moniker, as they've reportedly called it quits. The news comes from Weaker Thans drummer Jason Tate, who shared the following tweet on July 14th. He said, "Word is getting out that the Weaker Thans are done. Here's the song we used to take the stage for years. Bye-bye." And he tweeted the song Abide With Me by John Coltrane and Thelonious Monk Septet. So some very sad news, but fingers crossed that they'll find their way back together at some point, as so many bands do. But for now, pretty devastating. A lot of very sad Canadian music fans. A lot of lists of the best Weaker Thans songs, best Weaker Thans albums going up, including one at Exclaim.ca. So look out for that one. And don't cry on your keyboard.
Yeah, definitely lots of folks bemoaning the loss of a pretty great group. You mentioned that you started off with some happy news and now to some sadder news. So we're going to close out this set with some slightly controversial news, but a good step forward.
Definitely. I would file this one in happy news. Oshiega has issued a ban on headdresses, Native Canadian headdresses, as fashion accessories at the festival. Oshiega is set to take over Montreal at the end of July, and organizers are making it clear that culturally appropriative accessories won't be tolerated at this year's event. It was released in a statement on July 13th that they have indeed banned First Nations-style headdresses, fashion accessories, all that sort of thing. Of course, the elaborate decorative headpieces are traditionally worn during special ceremonies by select members of Indigenous communities, but in recent years they've been appropriated as a fashion trend. You'll see them all the time at music festivals. People do call them out on Twitter, they tend to do that, and call them out in person. People tend not to respond to that, the people wearing the offending articles. So some cool stuff, I think. It all follows controversy from last weekend's Winnipeg Folk Fest, where CBC reports that angry festival attendees took to Twitter to condemn a woman for wearing a feathered headdress and face paint to the event. An official Facebook statement from Oshiega said, quote, "Please note that First Nations headdresses are not permitted at the festival. The First Nations headdresses have a spiritual and cultural meaning in the Native communities, and to respect and honor their people, Oshiega asks fans and artists attending the festival not to use this symbol as a fashion accessory. Thank you for your understanding and your cooperation." So some good steps forward, I think, in the Canadian music scene. Maybe more festivals will take heed here.
Yeah, nice to see some stances being made on this one. It's sort of a topic that's been going around for a while. Haven't heard much about this one since the Flaming Lips Wayne Coyne surprisingly stood up for someone and their right to wear the headdress a little while back. So nice to see some folks making a direction in the opposite way.
Yeah, that was a weird one.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here and jump back into the musical here again from Stephen in about an hour's time, and he'll have some more news to bring us our way. And Abigail's going to let us know what's coming up next on the charts.
Up next is Buffy St. Marie with her album Power in the Blood, charting at 17, previously at 16. Their song, Carry It On.
Hold your head up. Lift the top of your mind. Put your eyes on the earth. Lift your heart to your own home planet. What do you see? What is your attitude? Are you here to improve or damn it? Look right now and you will see we're only here by the skin of our teeth as it is. So take heart and take care of your link with life. So take heart and take care of your link with life. It's beautiful if you got the sense to take care of your source of perfection. Mother Nature, she's the daughter of God and the source of all protection. Look right now and you will see she's only here by the skin of her teeth as it is. So take heart and take care.
You're listening to the Earshot 20, number 16.
Get to
You're listening to The Earshot 20.
We just heard Alabama Shakes from their album Sound and Color, charting at 16, previously at 11. And before that was Buffy St. Marie from her album Power in the Blood, charting at 17, previously at 16.
All right, we're going to jump into an interview with Mike Roy. He had an opportunity to chat with two members from the band Nancy Pants the other day, and we're going to hear a snippet of that conversation. You can find the entire interview, which runs for about 20 minutes, on the Sappy Fest website. And we're going to jump right into the middle of that conversation.
See if you guys could tell me a little bit about the origins of how Nancy Pants began. I read online that you guys used to go to comic conventions together to present some of your artwork. And the idea was kind of born on the road. So how did Nancy Pants come about?
Well, we were doing all these festivals together, mm-hmm. and we're friends, and we both play music. So we were like, why don't we play some music together?
Nice.
Good story. Yeah, that's pretty much it. We were driving to the Toronto Comics Art Fair. Okay. Festival TCAP anyways. Okay. Last year, and we were just like,
I think it was actually even before,
so that road trip kind of solidified the idea, and then a couple weeks later we got together, we recruited Jeremy to play drums, mm-hmm. and within, you know, after one or two band practices we had a set of demos, and we just started doing it. It really came together really fast.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it just made sense.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
No pain.
Maybe 2 months later we had our full length album release.
Yeah. And then about a week after that we had a Solid Gold record.
Solid Gold and Platinum.
Ooh. And then we were number one on the top 40 3 years after
our
that.
First gig on the International Space Station came shortly after that.
Wonderful.
And here we are.
And that's when they like.
And then Sappy Fest kind of comes after the space station.
After all this. So your album, Total Nancy Pants, kind of strikes out in many different genres, from garage punk to 60s pop, and there's some ballads and everything else in between. What do you find to be a major influence on your creative process when putting this together? Is there any musicians or movies or artwork or anything that kind of specifically inspires you?
I don't think there was anything. I mean, for me personally, there wasn't anything directly. I grew up listening to a lot of 50s, 60s pop, garage rock, mm-hmm. from my parents. And yeah, I don't know. It was just this feeling that was always there. But in the production, there are some like definite ideas.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. We recorded it ourselves at our rehearsal space.
Okay.
And
Os Mutantes.
Yeah,
at least was a definite one, though. That was like intended to.
Yeah, and for me, one big influence is Eric's Trip, which is as you know, a Moncton band, and I don't know, like Roy Orbison, mm-hmm. Weezer, Fleetwood Mac. Like, there's we're pulling from a lot of different places.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's so hard to pinpoint. I mean, that's why the album sounds like that too, because. We're both songwriters, and we have made so many different kinds of music and so many different projects that sounds totally different. So I think it's just all of our, it's just what happened.
Yeah, it's kind of just what happened when we decided to get together and play loud music as a three-piece. It kind of just came together really naturally without a lot of discussion or really...
It's just what happened.
Yeah, without a lot of specific intentions, we just kind of came to these sounds pretty organically, which I think is a nice way to do it, because often I think in the past for myself I've been like, it was really liberating because I'm often a little too premeditated, and or at least I think of myself, I think that I worry too much about what things are going to sound like sometimes.
I think that's like a perfect answer, really. I mean, everything I've read about your record and everything I've personally felt about your record too has really emphasized the amount of energy and liveliness that comes off of it. And you pretty much can't help but enjoy it and smile when you're listening to the record, just because it's just pure fun, really, more than anything.
Ah, thanks. Aww. That's really nice.
No problem at all. I'm sure it's a sentiment that many listeners will share for sure. And you guys kind of already led into my next question too. I was going to ask what a typical Nancy Pants set is like. So what we can expect for Sappy Fest in a few weeks.
Well, Adam usually sets his shirt on fire by the third song. And then we bring out a little Buddy Rabbit, my song 7. And that's when we chill.
Okay.
This is true.
Anything can happen, really.
You heard it here first. You know exactly what's coming for Sappy now.
Sometimes I wear a hat, and
sometimes it falls off.
Sometimes it falls off. And then sometimes I put it back on. Sometimes I don't.
Sometimes we almost bump into each other on the stage.
Yep.
I unplug. Sometimes I step on all my pedals when I'm jumping around and everything.
Just goes crazy.
Really nice. Pause for a minute. Dramatic pause.
Basically, we like to have fun when we play shows.
It's all noise. We just drown out all the vocals, and it's just a wash of noise.
Yeah.
That's not true. We just hit play on a tape, and it's just ocean waves for the whole set.
Well, I think I'm sure the energy from the record is going to translate to the stage for sure. I'm sure it's going to be a very similar experience to feel what you feel off the record, but in person on a live set.
Hopefully. Even better.
Yeah.
Above and beyond what it is already.
Yeah.
I think that's the nice thing when you play, especially if you play a song a million times and you hear it a million times, you just have to have fun with it each time.
No, that's
like
that's
the original
wonderful.
From the first time you played it.
She said our songs will be fun forever.
We made an oath.
We made a blood pact. Fun forever.
Fun forever, Nancy Pants. The mantra for Nancy Pants.
Shot 20. Number 15.
The people in the picture frames. I can't remember any names. And when I walk down the street, there's no one left to meet. Did anybody tell you you don't live here anymore? Don't feel at home in this world anymore. What's that you say? Just the other day, everything goes away. What's that you hear? Spinning in your ear, everything goes away.
Listening to the Earshot 20, number 14.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Earshot 20.
We just heard Faith Healer, their album Cosmic Troubles, charting at 14, previously at 7. Before that, Love Song for Robots from Patrick Watson, charting at 15, previously at 10. And following the Nancy Pants interview was Nancy Pants' song, Gimme.
Yeah, and thanks so much to Mike Roy for passing along that great conversation with the band. You can check them out at Sappy Fest in just a couple of weeks' time. As well, our Sappy Fest contest ends on our Facebook page in 1 week as well, so be sure to check that out as well. It's your opportunity to win two passes to go see to go to Sappy Fest Music Festival for free, so check that out for sure. We have three more tracks to bring you to the end of the first hour, and we're going to jump right into number 13.
At 13 is Unknown Mortal Orchestra with Multi-Love, previously charting at 14. 12, we have Soul with I Became a Shade, and charting at 12 last week as well. And at 11 is Calvin Love with Super Future, previously charting at 36.
Here is Your Life One Night by Unknown Mortal Orchestra right here on the Earshot 20.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 12. Shot 20. Number 11.
Listening to the Earshot 20.
We just listened to Calvin Love Creepin' from his album Super Future, charting at 11, previously at 36. Before that was Soul with I Became a Shade, charting at 12. and Unknown Mortal Orchestra with Multi Love at 13, previously at 14.
All right, and that brings us to a close on our first of 2 hours, bringing you the top 20 most played albums across Canada, thanks to Earshot, found at earshot-online.com. My name is Brian Cleveland. Abby Smith joining me this week as Anthony is away somewhere.
Who cares? I'm taking over permanently.
All right. Lots of people have made that claim. And we also had the opportunity to hear from Nancy Pants this week, thanks to a conversation shared by CHMA and Sappy Fest's Mike Roy. And you can check them and many other fine groups out at Sappy Fest in just a couple of weeks' time towards the end of July. We have a contest on our Facebook page where you can win 2 passes to go to Sappy Fest yourselves. So be sure to check that out. It closes in by the time the next episode airs, so just in a couple of days' time, so don't delay on that. We have a full hour left to bring you. We're going to hear from another band playing Sappy Fest. We're going to hear from Heat, and we are also going to hear again from Stephen Karlke. He has some more news stories to bring our way, as well as his pick of the week. And of course, we're also going to bring you selections from the top 10 most played records across Canada. And there's some good ones in there, so don't go anywhere. You're tuned in to the Earshot 20.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.